أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 32 and 33 of Surah Tawbah. In the last verse, ayah number 31, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the Yahud and the Nasara with regards to their rabbis, their priests, their monks, that they had made them gods, leaving out Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that was because of the blind following of them, in that these rabbis, these monks will change the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. What Allah Ta'ala had made halal, they will make haram. What Allah Ta'ala made haram, they will make halal. And in that way, they would leave the kitab of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the words of their Nabi Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they would blindly follow these people, and of course it came at a price also. So continuing from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. All of them, the Yahud, the Nasara, the rabbis, the monks, and even the mushrikeen, they've got one desire in their heart. And what is that desire? يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. They desire that they extinguish the nur, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ, with their mouths. In other words, by giving these different types of decrees and by conniving with each other against Islam, that is the one desire that they have, that they extinguish this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some commentators have expressed that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressing a very important effect, that one is the son of Hidayat, and that son of Hidayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never be extinguished. Now if a person tries to blow with his mouth at the sun, on the first instance he'll never get any close to the sun to do anything like that. And from here, from this earth, to blow up towards the star, towards the sun, is never a probability, never a possibility. And that is all the conniving and everything they do against the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this hadn't started now, it had begun at the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is their desire. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He refutes, He rejects everything but that أَيُّتِمَّ نُورَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills, Allah ta'ala completes His nur. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will perfect the nur, and it will continue to shine right up to whenever Allah ta'ala desires, till the day of Qiyamah. We look at history, we look at the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Islam had started in Makkah and the difficulties that Sahaba had gone through, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone through. But day by day, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given strength to this deen. And then the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the glorious khilafat of the four khulafai Rashideen, and even beyond, we found that this deen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had always kept it prominent, and Allah ta'ala had always kept it above every other deen. And then together with that, we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be the time of Hazrat Mahdi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Once again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep this deen always prominent and above every other deen. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ, even if the disbelievers dislike that. وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had sent His Rasul Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bil huda, with the guidance of course from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa deenil haqqi, and the true religion, and that is this deen of Islam. Why? Liyudhhirahu ala deeni kulli, so that it prevails over every other deen, every other way of life. Walau karihal mushrikun, even though the polytheists did not like this, and they will never like this, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's plan will always prevail over the plans of everyone else. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.